I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. While President Obama focuses today on the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, his administration is grappling with a very difficult decision on Syria and the possibility that the conflict there could expand. Israel and other nations across the Middle East are mobilizing reserves and going on high alert because of fears of a regional war. The U.S. and its allies are mulling the possibility of a military strike to punish the Syrian government for its alleged use of chemical weapons last week. But huge questions remain over the current lack of evidence of responsibility for the attack and what legal authority there is for war. Peter Beinart has his own question. Beinart is senior political writer for The Daily Beast. And Peter, earlier this week, you tweeted, "Why is it worse to kill civilians with chemical weapons than some other way?" So explain that thought.
What I find odd about this is that 100,000 people have died in Syria and about 1,000 have died by chemical weapons. And yet the rationale for American military action is entirely focused not on the magnitude of the killing per se, but on the horror of the killing with this particular weapon. Now, I don't doubt for a minute that chemical weapons are particularly horrible and that it's very important to try to prevent their use. And there is a history of prohibitions against chemical weapons, which I understand and support. But I do think that it should provoke, I think, a public conversation in the United States about why we have decided that we are willing to react to the death of civilians when they're killed in this particular way, but not in other ways.
Let me just go over a couple of things that some of your correspondents on Twitter have responded to regarding that question. One said that chemical weapons use is worse than conventional weapons because of the indiscriminate nature of them. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I think that makes sense. But even then, chemical weapons are not the only indiscriminate form of weaponry. And I think one of the things we've seen, you know, if you just shell conventionally, you know, civilian neighborhoods because there may be some rebels in the area, you're probably also going to kill a very high percentage of civilians. So I think it's a good point that they're certainly among the least surgical weapons you can imagine, but I think it's not hard to conjure up other situations in which other weapons are also have very indiscriminate killing. And certainly in what we've seen in the Civil War is a vast proportion of the people killed have indeed been civilians.
Another one of the tweet replies to your comment said chemical weapons cause unnecessary suffering, that the effects were more far-reaching and damaging. What do you feel about that?
Look, the last thing in the world I would ever want to do would be to minimize the horror of chemical weapon attack. But I do think, you know, we can also, again, doesn't take much imagination, sadly, to imagine other ways that are pretty ghastly to be killed by a dictator who's attacking innocent civilians. So I think the challenge here is I understand people who say, let's not make the perfect the enemy of the good. The United States will never be able to respond to all atrocities anywhere in the world. And we shouldn't use that fact to say that we shouldn't respond to anything. One could make an argument that it's better to have a never again standard on at least chemical weapons than to not have a never again standard on anything. But I do think at least we should be asking ourselves the question.
Peter Beinart, senior political writer for The Daily Beast. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.